boys and girls, it's that time. It's Sunday night. Time to get your fill of Blue Fox Radio.
Oh, hello, everybody.
Hello again, and welcome to the show.
Welcome back to the show.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to...
Hello.
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 Hello, children.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. In honor of Monolith being with us in the studios today, let's do the opening Monolith style. All right, peoples and radio listeners out there in Bonerland, I am down in the basement of Blue Fox here with Brian Bayless, the drummer and one of the brother Baylesses from Monolith.
How you doing, peoples? How you doing?
So you just had an EP release party at the Blue Fox, and you're promoting this new EP, right?
Yep, we're working pretty hard to get this new EP out. Got a working on a new album for the end of the year coming up, 20-year anniversary. Got something in the works for that, so we decided to put out an EP to hold our fans over a little bit, give them a taste of three new songs. Kind of got to promote the main song on the record was, on this particular EP, we're pushing is Self-Destructive. Anybody's wondering what it's about out there, it's about social media. Media destroying the world, a very predominant subject these days, and we thought we'd write a song about it, so that's what it's about. And people seem to be digging it so far, and it's radio seems to be taking it very well. Actually, it sounds very good. We worked on it specifically for that. So,
and you had the EP release party right here on the Bone stage at the
Blue Fox. Yes, exclusively for, like, thank Conrad for having us out there as much as he had, supporting us and doing everything that he's done for us, and all the bands we've played with in Blue Fox on the stage. Give a shout out to all them. Appreciate all your help, and definitely look forward to some more shows there.
Without further ado, here's their first single, Self-Destruction. And really, people out there, if you're on Facebook, if you're like a single parent with your kids, don't be taking pictures out at every bar drinking every night or on the weekends and expect to get your kids in court, okay? Facebook is not for everything in your life. It is just to say hi and keep up with people. Get alive!
Self-destructive pace. We ruined our home and left the world. Our base dreams filled with death.
Rocks Live, DJ Sky High back with you as we talk to Monolith, as we listen to Little Self-Destruction, Monolith's first cut off their new EP. Bayless brother number one, Brian, with me right now. Once again, who was your opening act for the EP release party?
Says Unto Thee. Unto Thee is a very good band. They're really up and coming, doing very well.
Now, they also did an EP release the same night with you, right?
Yes, they did. They did theirs on, actually, they had USB drives as their actual EPs, which I thought was very 2013 and was pretty cool, man. They're really cool, too, because you twist them and then the little USB stick stuck out. And I thought that was awesome.
Well, let me just plug in this USB drive and see what we get. It's a little bit of Unto Thee, My Last Goodbye. Check it out, 105.5ers. We'll be right back. Last Goodbye from Unto Thee off their EP. They opened up for Monolith on their EP night, so it was a double EP release night.
But they're a killer band. All the bands are pretty much how it works. We get a lot of bands asking to open up for us a lot of the metal bands in the area, and we kind of throw it in the hat and pick one out, and whoever is the one that gets it, gets it. It's no favoritism of any kind. Guys out there, if you're hearing that, there's no favoritism. It's just we pretty much pick them by chance, basically.
And we got number two.
Pretty much out the hat. Lucky number two, lucky number three, you know? And sometimes we've had a couple repeats, and that's just honestly by chance, you know? So if you ask them to play, you'll go right in the hat too with everyone else.
Now, both you and me have been in the business for about 20 years. We've been doing our own marketing, our own production. You have Red Velvet Studios. I had Sky High Studios. Everybody now that I'm talking to, all these kids, they're doing it themselves. They're doing it at home on the computer. They got the stuff in the studio recording themselves. They're doing their logos, their posters. They're even mass producing their own CDs. What do you think about this new DIY generation?
Honestly, to tell you the honest God truth, I am a huge fan of vinyl. Grew up as a vinyl head. My family was a member of my uncle who taught me how to play drums and everything. He was a vinyl collector. To tell you the truth, Sky High, I don't know where we're going. It's honestly a scary factor for me. I've been engineering and producing records now at multiple studios for coming up on 18 years, and I've never seen the industry like this before. It's always been, I can't say anything because I'm a do-it-yourself kind of guy in all things, aspects I do, but when it comes to this industry, it's like, you know, we've got do-it-yourself bands and so many bands putting out their own stuff, but what they're missing is they're missing the opportunity to go into a studio and work with a producer that will actually give them not only the sound they want, but coach them into the performance that they need. It's like, you know, a team. You can't have a baseball team go out and play or a football team go out and play without a coach. They'll never win. It's end of story. You know, it's just like you'll never win with that good recording without a coach coaxing you to perform your absolute best. So they're missing a lot of that.
Well, I know what we're missing. We're missing another Monolith song. So here's Symphony of the Night. Monolith off their EP. It's Blue Fox Live. DJ Sky High with you.
Longs the day when we meet face to face. the curse fly from the blood that flows in my face. Slide to pain. I will keep coming for you until it is my turn to die.
Recorder set for that one. That was their second song off their EP release. If not, you could definitely buy it off iTunes or download it off Reverb Nation. We're back in the basement with Red Velvet studio owner Brian Bayless Monolith, Mr. Producer Extraordinaire.
A lot of times they'll come in wanting to impress you because, you know, if I've never met them before, they're wanting to be, I'm coming to a studio that's got a producer, we got to play our best. And that's really what really comes down to making a good record. They're trying to impress. It's like I'm a one-man audience for them. You know, so that's how I find it. Sometimes, you know, I'll actually upset a band on purpose just so I know that next take they'll be like, well, I'm going to show you. And then the take comes out absolutely awesome. And I'm like, thank you. You know what I mean? It's like, that's just part of the game. Sometimes you have to do that. But this whole do it yourself with a little all, you know, everybody comes in and says, well, I got that program on my computer. Well, that's great. Yeah. So what I say to them all the time is, well, I have a set of tools in my garage. Does that make me a NASCAR mechanic? You know, it's the same thing. You know, you have to kind of give bands, and you know, everybody's got to record their own stuff and get their own homework done. That's inevitable. You have to do your homework. You know, if you don't do your homework, you're not going to write good songs. So you got to record yourself at home to get to hear what you sound like. That's a good thing. But when it comes to the final product, my biggest, and not because I run a studio, but my biggest recommendation is for me, what me and you do, you know, obviously Mr. Sky High, you do the same kind of production stuff and have done it for years like me. We've both always been on the same kind of plane together, you know, doing the same thing. I think eventually where it's going to be to a point to where they're going to invent a box that you just plug a mic into, hit a button, and all of a sudden it sounds like a major label recording. I see that coming eventually down the road. It's sad, but I do see that coming because, I mean, you can use a program and people download VSTs and, you know, off the internet legally and use presets and it kind of still sounds good, you know? It doesn't sound that bad, so who knows?
Well, let's go back to listen to the third song from their EP release, Deadline. It's Feast of Crows. Let's find out how great of a producer he is and how bad ass on that double bass drum he is. It's Bayless with Monolith.
City of gold filled with lying deceivers.
Off Monolith's Deadline. Back in the studios with Brian Bayless of Monolith, you just said you're celebrating 20 years in the business.
20-year anniversary. Yeah, man, we started in 1994. We were actually playing before that, me and my brother and with a couple other guys. Matt Carlisle being one of them was one of the first bands we played in together out. And actually at the old Silver Dollar.
Since Relapse collapsed, Matt comes in every once in a while on karaoke night and hangs out wearing his DJ Sky High shirt. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah. So big shout out to Matt out there. How you doing, buddy? And, so we played with him first, and then we decided we wanted to go on an original thing. We were doing covers at the time. We wanted to do an all-original band or at least start that. And so we decided to start Monolith in 94, and it's been went a couple years with the original guitar player, Aaron Smith, who's now a big-time tattoo artist. Then Tim Arch joined, and he's been with us for 16 or 17 years now. During that time period, Aaron had come back as a rhythm guitar. We stayed as a three-piece for a long time. Aaron came back as a rhythm guitar and lead guitar, and then he left, and then we got Reese Scruggs, who plays in Havoc now. Reese played with us for about 5 years, and then now we got Kyle Luttrell playing rhythm and lead guitar, so we have dual lead guitar players. You know, we enjoy doing that.
Let's go back in time and check out one of their first releases called This Land Lost. It's Monolith on the Bone Stage, 105.5 Blue Fox Live.
Why not?
Back down in the basement once again with Brian Bayless, drummer and one of the members of Monolith. You can check them out on Facebook, find them on Reverb Nation, and if you go to my YouTube channel on Sky High Net, you can even see a couple of videos I filmed of them over the years. Last chance before we get off the air here. Any final words to the fans, B?
I'll call this one out. On Facebook just recently, I had a little rant about, our fans and the likes and all that. I want to give a big thanks to... I want to give a big thanks to all the real fans that liked us on the page. We've never, paid for promotion for our likes and never coaxed people to come like our band by giving them a free song or something. So we know that everyone on the page is actually really our fans. And to take the time to go there and actually like our fan page, we really appreciate it. And, love to see more of you out there. If you really love the band, come like us on the page and, shoot us an email or shoot us a message. We'll message you back. We like to keep in touch with all of you, and we've definitely got some good stuff in the works here for you, so I hope that this album will be exactly what y'all are hoping for, and this EP turned out great and it's got nothing but good reviews. So it'll be going up digitally for digital downloads here in the next few weeks. It'll take a couple weeks for it to go up, but shall be available just about anywhere you can get it. Hope all of y'all love it and give us some feedback. We love to hear from you. So horns up, people. Keep the metal real, keep the bands real. We got the Havoc show coming up at the Blue Fox. They're opening up for our boys. Of course, we got June 22nd. It'll be Monolith, Animus, and Unto Thee. And then on the Havoc show, it'll be us opening up for Havoc. And we'll both be doing our long set. We'll do our straight hour and a half, no break. Then the break will be in between the bands, and then it'll be them. So that'll be a crazy show. It's going to be a lot of people. I mean, it's going to be packed, guaranteed sellout without a question. Packed house, rowdy, rowdy crowd. It's on Sunday, I believe, so even for that, it's going to be awesome.
Ah, that means my karaoke will suffer another Sunday in a row. That's all right. Havoc's coming to town. Can't wait. Tune in next Sunday, 105.5 at 7 p.m. for another episode of Blue Fox Live. Next week, we'll have TLP, the Leon Project, on the show. And don't forget to get your butts out to the Blue Fox. Route 50 East, right outside of Winchester. You can't miss the big blue building. BlueFoxBilliards.com for what's happening. Work hard, party harder. See you next week. Peace!